Hey, welcome back. Let's open up the heavens. This is episode 2, Opening Up the Heavens. Isaiah 64, the Amplified Version, verse 1. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. Psalm 68:33, the Passion Translation. Make music for the one who strides the ancient skies. Listen to his thunderous voice of might split open the heavens. Lord, we thank you that your voice is going forward in this season. Your voice is going forward now. That your voice is cracking open the heavens, that there is an opening, there is revelation, that we do not have a brass heaven. Father, I thank you right now that your sons and daughters will have listening ears, that we will tune in to what the Spirit of God is saying. In Jesus' name. God did rend the heavens when Yeshua came. This is what Ephesians 4 is about. And it's not that we can't pray Isaiah 64:1. It's not that we can't cry out, ask for, desire, any of those things. But what I want to submit to us is that God rent the heavens and he brought Yeshua and he rent the heavens throughout the Bible. But what I'm saying and what I'm sensing now is God wants us to step into our rightful positions and seats. Ephesians 4, starting at verse 11. And his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, representatives, some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of service to build up the body of Christ, the church, until we all reach oneness in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, that is, manifesting his spiritual completeness and exercising spiritual gifts in unity. That, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, listeners, is Yeshua rending the heavens. Our prayer, our prayers, have actually been answered. We are that. We are those ones who are being sent as the renders of the heavens, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And it doesn't just stop there. But God gave these men and women, it's not just to the church, it's to the world. You know, I remember C. Peter Wagner said once, and I was so thankful that I was there and present, that God has apostles and prophets in the fivefold on every mountain. You see, we in the house of God, we have this mindset which is ruled and fueled by religion, the religious spirit, that we think the religion mountain is just about the church. No, 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 it's not. And because God says the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of our Lord Yeshua, or the kingdoms of the world have now become the kingdoms of the Lord, our God, Yeshua. These other mountains where God is literally about to dispense and send in a brand new way that he's never done, ordain some of these sent ones. They're in the family, education, arts and entertainment, media, and also government and business mountains. These apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to bring a completeness. The vision of Yeshua's rending the heavens. He's saying, I have sent you now to be the open communicator between heaven and earth. So I say, the heavens are open. The earth and the heavens are waiting and declaring both the beauty and glory of the Lord God Almighty. but also for the sons of God to rise up to their positions. So, hey, you might not be an evangelist. You might not be a teacher. That's fine. What has he called you to do to represent his kingdom? To be a son in his house, to represent his house. What has he placed in you? To be a shofar, to be one who blows the breath of God into a place that is filled with the muck and the mire and decay of evil and sin and just needs to be cleared, bringing in the presence and the atmosphere of Yeshua. Who are you? What are you doing? You are called. You are unique and you are special. Special. This hour, God is sending us to open up the heavens wherever we are. Listen, I pray you're blessed. I pray you're edified. I pray that you go forward knowing that you've been called and commissioned this hour to represent heaven in earth. Blessings.